On this episode, I hike to Alum Cave Bluffs on Alum Cave Trail in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. I know, I've been hiking in the Smokies a lot during the last few months, but with all the various trails to choose from, I just can't resist exploring them. I'm sure there will be other episodes in the future on hikes in the Smokies. Before I start on the trail description, I do want to thank all of you in our listening community for your support. We now have listeners in 21 countries, which I didn't expect when I started the podcast. That has been a very pleasant surprise to me. In terms of demographics, this podcast seems to have a fairly broad appeal, as it's listened to mostly by people from in their late 20s to those over 60. That's a pretty broad age spread. It's also fairly evenly split between men and women. On the home front, spring is here in East Tennessee, but we do still have some winter-like weather a couple of days a week. That's to be expected in March. The seed trays that I started last month are doing quite well, and I hope to get those veggies in the ground in early April. I've also purchased some blueberry and blackberry bushes and will plant those in the next few days. I'm also trying to develop a strategy to keep the deer from eating the plants that will be in the garden beds, as well as the berry plants that I've mentioned. There's a lot of deer here. I'm going to have to purchase a serious amount of deer fencing to accomplish that. Even though the deer and squirrels eat the nuts that fall from the trees here, there are plenty left for me, so I don't really need to do anything about that. Speaking of animals, I can't recall if I've mentioned it before, but there is a ton of wildlife here on my property. Lots of white-tailed deer, as I mentioned, also wild turkeys, coyotes, many types of birds, chipmunks, and both gray squirrels and fox squirrels. The fox squirrels are very interesting to me, as the ones around here mostly have a white snout and are significantly larger than the gray squirrels. We also have the occasional black bear and bobcat. I think it's cool to be able to see all those animals from my front porch. On the last episode, I mentioned that I had scouted out some trailheads during that journey. The Alum Caves trailhead was one of those. As I recall, it's about 9 miles south of the Sugarlands Visitor Center near Gatlinburg. There are two parking lots near the trailhead on the left-hand side of the road if you're traveling south. There's also restrooms located in one of those parking lots, but they were closed for the season when I was there last month. Hopefully they're open now. According to Wikipedia, the first mention of Alum Cave was in 1837 when three farmers applied to Sevier County, Tennessee for a grant of a tract of 50 acres. Their names were Ephraim Mingus, Robert Collins, and George W. Hayes. The land was purchased in 1838, and the Epsom Salts Manufacturing Company was formed. They mined alum, magnesium, saltpeter, and iron sulfate until the mid-1840s. Mining did resume during the Civil War. It'll be interesting to see if clear evidence of an old mining operation is still visible today. While I'm hiking as far as Alum Bluffs Cave, the trail continues to Mount LeConte and is the steepest of the five trails leading there. The cave is not actually a cave in the way that you think of caves, but is a large rock shelter that can accommodate hundreds of people. The hike should include several log bridges over at least two streams and will pass through an old-growth hardwood forest, which will be very cool because so few remain in the eastern U.S. I should also get in a good number of stunning long-distance views. I'll also pass through Arch Rock on some steep rock stairs and using a heavy cable handrail. In addition to that, I will also climb up Peregrine Peak, where I should also be able to see mountain laurel and rhododendron. Hopefully the weather will cooperate with me and it won't be too crowded when I get to the trailhead, as I'm told that this is a very popular hike. My total hike should be about 5 miles with an elevation gain of about 1,200 feet, and I've read that the trail is very steep in certain places. It appears that this trail is rated moderately difficult. I'll speak with you again during the halftime report. I arrived at the trailhead a little bit after 9 a.m. this morning. It was 34 degrees at the trailhead, chillier than I expected on this early spring morning, but it is late March in the Smokies and still kind of cold here. The parking lot was almost full. I was lucky enough to find a space and grabbed that and got my stuff together and started on the hike. This is obviously a very popular trail, and if you're going to hike it at any time, I would recommend going early in the morning. A little bit surprising it was so busy at this time of year, though. Immediately after I started the hike, I crossed a couple of streams on very nice bridges. Later on, the stream crossings were on more primitive bridges. I dressed in layers this morning, because when I saw how cold it was, I had all the gear in the car. So I, in addition to my hiking pants and my outdoor shirt, I put on a thin fleece zip-up, a rain jacket over that, and beanie and thin gloves. As I hiked along and my heart rate gradually increased, I got warmer and warmer and gradually shed both jackets, the gloves and the beanie, and rolled up my sleeves even. As I'm taking this break right now, it's getting a little chilly here in the cave, so I'm probably going to re-layer up for my trip down, at least for a little while. Arch Rock is really cool. It is kind of both a cave, excuse me, and a tunnel. And it has rock steps running through it and a heavy cable handrail. So that was a pretty neat part of the journey. Basically, the whole trip has been uphill and in some cases pretty steep. Water on the trail is can be found in a lot of places, so you know it can be muddy and the rocks can be slippery, which can make it dangerous. And unfortunately, I forgot my hiking staffs this morning. I really would recommend those on this trail. Based on my hike this morning, I consider this trail will be difficult for many people, so I'm not so sure that, you know, rating this as moderate is adequate. The views along the trail as I approach the Alum Cave are awesome. Long distance views, just really beautiful. The cave is pretty cool. As I mentioned before, it's really not a cave, it's a large outcropping that could fit several hundred people from the looks of it. It's actually fairly crowded here this morning. Not that many people, but there's probably 20 or 30 and so forth. Most of the hikers are sitting towards the back of the cave where it never gets wet because the rain can't reach that area even if there's driving rain. As far as wildlife so far, I only saw a turkey, and that was on the drive in on the trailhead. So no luck on wildlife yet. Well, that's about it for the halftime report. I'll talk to you later on the wrap-up. So this isn't the wrap-up. You see, I called an audible today. For those of you that don't know what an audible is, in U.S. football, it's when the quarterback, after the huddle has broken and all the players are in their position, looks out at the defense, and sometimes he sees something he doesn't like. He knows that the play that they were going to run isn't going to work. So he will call an audible, which means yelling out a new play to all of the players on the offense. So that's what I did. I got to Alum Cave and was feeling pretty good. So I decided to call an audible and hike all the way to Mount Lacan. So I'm there now. The trail from Alum Cave to here was a lot more difficult than the first leg I hiked today. Many of the sections of the trail were covered in ice, and many had cable handrails, which I always use due to the sheer drops, narrow trails, and ice-covered rocks. I'm pretty sure that LeConte Lodge isn't open for the season. It doesn't look that way, but I could be wrong. I'm taking a second break now, because I really need it, at the LeConte Lodge. It's a pretty cool place. It's a series of cabins and a dining hall. Hike-in only, and you must have reservations. Given its location, I'm pretty sure it doesn't have electricity. The lodge is at 6,593 feet elevation on Mount LeConte, which is one of the tallest mountains in the eastern U.S. I'm having, as I mentioned, another snack and water break on a picnic table at the lodge. Other people are doing the same. There is an obnoxious squirrel here trying to steal my snacks. I would consider this section of the trail difficult. And on days like today, with the ice and all, I think that it's borderline treacherous. I'm going to explore the area a bit, then head back down to the Goose Mobile, and I'll catch you on the wrap-up. Really, this time I will. The hike back down the trail from LeConte wasn't a cakewalk. It may sound weird, but I actually find it more difficult to hike down steep inclines than walking up a steep incline. It's probably because downhill walking puts stress on different muscles than walking uphill. Maybe I need to work out those downhill muscles more often. All in all, the return hike went well, but I was a bit sore by the time I got back to the trailhead. I don't think I mentioned it in the second halftime report, but many sections of the trail from Allen Cave to Mount LeConte required the use of cable handrails. Also, there was still a lot of ice covering rocks along the way. I passed many more hikers on the way down, particularly from Allen Cave to the trailhead. The closer I got to the trailhead, the more I saw families with small children. Most of them weren't really hiking. They were playing around near the large streams that pass very close to the trail. Nobody was in the water because I'm quite sure that it's frigid this time of year. I want to clarify, or rather change, some of my previous comments about the difficulty of the trail. The first quarter of a mile, the section near the streams where the kids were playing, is easy. From there to Arch Rock, I would consider it to be moderate in difficulty. From Arch Rock to Alum Cave is difficult, and from Alum Cave to Mount LeConte is more difficult. I also want to mention that Alum Cave Trail ends before you get to Mount LeConte. It dead ends into Laurel Falls Trail, and you take that about another quarter of a mile or so to Mount LeConte. My total hike was 10.8 miles, and it took me 7 hours and 23 minutes. I probably could have shaved at least a half an hour off of that if I hadn't taken such lengthy breaks at Alum Cave and Mount LeConte. But I'm all about enjoying the experience. My total ascent on the hike was 2,772 feet, and I'll post photos from this hike on Instagram where my name is Goosa Hikin. That's GOOSEAHIKIN. Since this hike included a visit to LeConte Lodge, I thought I would tell you a little bit about Smoky Jack. The first building was built for LeConte Lodge about a century ago. It was built by Paul Adams. He was a young man in his 20s, and his mother was concerned about him being alone in such a remote area for long periods of time. Around the same time, a police detective in Knoxville was killed in a gun battle. He owned a very smart German Shepherd. The caretaker of the dog arranged for Adams to meet the dog. His name was Cumberland Jack, the second of Edelweiss. When he met him, he was very impressed with the dog and bought him for $250, which is about $4,400 in today's dollars. After bringing the dog back to LeConte, he changed his name to Smoky Jack. The dog was exceptionally smart. Adams purchased saddlebags for the dog and trained him to go from Mount LeConte to Ogle's store in Gatlinburg via the Rainbow Falls Trail on his own. He would put a shopping list and money in the saddlebags, and the dog would depart, later returning with all of the requested items in the saddlebags. Wow, I want a dog like that. A final thought. Enjoying the great outdoors is most certainly exciting and fun, but please don't engage in strenuous physical activities that are beyond your capabilities or your physical condition. Make sure you're familiar with the wildlife you could encounter on your journey so you can be prepared. Also, make sure you wear weather-appropriate clothing, carry an emergency medical kit, water, and a map, and always stay on the trail. Happy hiking!